This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Now it's up to the jury. Kyle Rittenhouse says he shot three men at a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, killing two of them in self-defense. The prosecution says it was murder. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Summing up the trial as heard on Court TV, Kenosha County Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger says Kyle Rittenhouse, then 17, was not the frightened child the defense portrayed when he brought a semi-automatic weapon to a racial justice protest.
You're not allowed to run around and point your gun at people.
Defense attorney Mark Richards says Rittenhouse only shot those who threatened him, calling it self-defense.
One with a skateboard, one with his hands, one with his feet, one with a gun.
Prompting this rebuttal from another prosecutor, James Krause.
Someone should tell all the parents and grandparents and Santa Claus giving skateboards this Christmas about how they're giving their children a deadly weapon. I guess they should get him an AR-15 instead.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
He's back in the USA. American journalist Danny Fenster, who was freed after nearly 6 months in jail in military-ruled Myanmar. He arrived in New York this morning and had an emotional reunion with his family. His mom rushed over to hug him at the airport. Are you spending more? The AP's Sagar Rangani says, yes, you are.
Retail sales jumped by a seasonally adjusted 1.7% last month, more than double the increase in September. As employers boost pay to fill a record number of job openings, Americans do have more money to spend and are buying more cars, furniture, and other goods than before the pandemic, which in turn is overwhelming the supply chain and pushing up prices.
Pfizer is announcing it'll allow other manufacturers to make its experimental COVID pill. Pfizer will ask the FDA to approve the pill as soon as possible. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma's got more on that announcement from Pfizer.
The move could help make the treatment available to more than half of the world's population. In a statement, Pfizer says it would grant a license for the antiviral pill to the medicine's patent pool. The agreement lets generic drug companies make the pill for use in 95 countries, but excludes some large manufacturers with manufacturing capacity already. Health officials say the fact that the deal was struck before Pfizer's pill has been authorized anywhere could help end the pandemic more quickly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new report from the Aspen Institute says misinformation is jeopardizing efforts to solve some of humanity's greatest challenges, like COVID, climate change, and political polarization. Recommendations? New regulations on social media platforms and stronger rules for super spreaders. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.